Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you make of all of this back and forth between the judges? I see you nodding your head and agreeing with. I said grotesque, and I saw you.
Well,
not yes.
Grotesque, like, well, it obviously means bad, but, like, I didn't really, you know.
It's the opposite of good. But you did say at one point when you saw him he was the best of the day, and then the other end of the spectrum, grotesque. What do you think went wrong? What happened?
Yes, that's true.
That's so weird.
God,
that he
Ryan.
Does that.
Song choice.
What do you think happened?
Song choice, I guess. I don't know. I kind of liked the song. I thought it'd be fun for a first show, but I don't know. It's
what is he, a faggot?
Liking it.
Yeah.
Careful, he might double snap you back. I have to tell you, it's very interesting, and I mean, with respect to all of you, it's very interesting to hear the difference of opinion from all of you, because a lot of different people watch,
blah,
they all have different
blah.
Opinions.
Kind
of hot, colorful, grotesque. That's American Idol.
Yeah. Okay. American Idol.
What is he, a faggot?
Grotesque.
You take my money. Uh-huh. I'm in need.
Yo, yo.
Yes, it's a trifling.
Hi there.
Friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger.
Yeah.
Way over time.
She's a gold digger.
Digs on me.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
But she ain't messing with no right, right.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold.
So there's a kid that goes to school with my kid.
Right? With no bro.
My son, the professional student. Graduation, ETA May.
Very good.
That's what we're hoping. Everything seems to be on target. And he's got a kid in one of his classes. As I mentioned, fifth year senior. So the curriculum is not exactly up to the rigorous standards of the first or second year.
Uh-huh.
So one of these classes is about music appreciation. And there's some kid in his class, about the same age as Bart, early 20s, mm-hmm. who wrote a thesis about what, in his opinion, the worst songs ever made. And it's one guy's opinion.
Right. Now, how many songs does he have in this thesis?
He has 25. And they're not because they're bad. They're, what does it say on the very top of his page? It is the 25 most miserable songs of all time. The 25 songs.
Most miserable.
The songs that make him, as he put on the top of this page, he turned into his teacher, the songs that make him want to kill himself.
Wow.
Wow. That's it. Well, is this a thesis for like a master's program or something? Or,
yeah, it's something like that.
Or a senior thesis, something like that?
I believe that's it.
Right.
A lot of these songs, I consider myself to be somewhat of a musicologist, and I've never heard of Woman's Prison by Loretta Lynn from 2004.
It sounds like it could be bad.
I'm not a fan of the song. I've never heard of Prayers for Rain by The Cure.
No.
Maggie's Dream by Don Williams.
Is that the country artist, Don Williams?
I guess so. But then you get to some, like one of his, and he's got them from number 25 to number 1.
Right. All right.
The one that he's got at number 12 is Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town by Kenny Rogers.
Now, you would get some Kenny Rogers fans that would make an argument for that.
I'm intrigued.
Let me
play you a little bit of the song so you know what it is, and I'll tell you what the kid wrote. And
God's sakes, turn around.
It's pretty good when you hear it.
It's got adultery. It's got a threat of gun violence.
Yeah, well, hold on there, Buzz.
Got this drum.
Buzz, you seem pretty enthused about this
You've
song.
Painted up your lips and
this song.
Curled your tinted hair.
So this senior at Clemson writes, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, Kenny Rogers, 1969.
Ruby,
upbeat music does nothing to obscure the creepiness of this early Kenny Rogers song.
True.
Ruby is about a paralyzed man who sits at home every night while his trampy wife, Rudy, dolls herself up before heading out to pick up any Billy Bob or Bubba she can find.
So Ruby is the wife of this paralyzed guy?
Girlfriend, whatever.
The man finally threatens to get his gun
Don't take your love
and shoot her, but he can't move to retrieve it. Instead, he begs Ruby, for God's sakes, turn around. A skipping drum fades off, leaving the poor sap stranded in his wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Even Kenny Rogers will not perform this song in concert anymore.
You know what? All right, I like the explanation. I don't really think about that song that much, but I guess it is kind of creepy when you analyze it.
And then let me see. You get to, again, I'm not really familiar with Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. Seasons in the Sun.
Ah, we had joy, we had fun, we had Seasons in the Sun.
Horrible.
This mawkish translation of the Jacques Brel song, Le Morbande, hit number 1 and has tormented listeners since my father heard it with its moral sappiness and earworm chorus. We had joy, we had fun, we had Seasons in the Sun. Seasons in the Sun is a song about a man dying, saying hello to a close friend, his father, and some girl named Michelle. Featuring four awful key changes, the song has not lost its power to fold and mutilate listeners. And then he goes down.
He's again, opinionated. He can get a job as a music critic.
Not a bad writer either.
There's a bunch I've not heard of, like, for instance, the shortest song by Harry Chapin.
Not never familiar that one. With that one. No.
The Christmas Shoes by New Song.
What is that, Rob? You know that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's about a kid.
That's his number one. That's his number one most hated song.
Really?
Is this the one? Is that the one with the kid that talks about his mommy's shoes?
He writes, "Have you never heard?"
Oh, that's a horrible song.
He writes, "Have you never heard this song? Well, you should. This awful Christmas song, based on a story passed around the internet, hit number one on the charts in the U.S. while spawning a best-selling novel and a TV movie. It tells of a disgruntled holiday shopper who encounters a lone, disheveled little boy trying to buy a pair of shoes for his dying mom.
Right. Yeah.
The boy doesn't have enough money, pleads with a man to help some mummy can look good when she meets Jesus tonight.
When mommy meets Jesus
tonight. The man's
tonight.
Facade melts and he chips in some cash. Little boy runs out of the store by himself.
Got it. You got it?
The guy thanks God for reminding him about the true spirit of Christmas. Following this logic, then, Christmas is about afflicting a boy's mother with a terminal disease so a self-absorbed moron can feel good about giving a few quid to an unaccompanied seven-year-old.
A few quid.
The Christmas song.
You'll recognize. You've probably heard this because they played it.
Yes.
It all over the place on the Christmas song.
I knew it from the first read. The Christmas Shoes is smug, saccharine, and depressing.
It is so saccharine.
And because it's Christmas themed, we hear it year after year.
Right.
It gets my vote as the most depressing song ever. Download at your own peril.
Uh-huh.
Then he's also got Where's Bobby Goldsboro? That's the one
honey.
That caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
Now, do we have Honey by Bobby Goldsboro?
We don't. We only have his upbeat song.
Sadly. All right. Those of you, Buzz, how does Honey go?
And sing. Honey, I missed you. And I really
doing
should.
Well.
And I'd like to be with you if only I could. Words to that effect.
So this college student, and I wish my son had written this. I wish I could be sitting here telling you this came from my son.
Hey, but he's hanging around with the right kids.
Yeah.
This guy writes, Honey, Bobby Goldsboro, 1968. This is the world's wordiest dead wife song. Honey is jammed full of blooming flowers, puffy clouds, singing robins, planted trees, and a puppy.
Yes.
Which makes me want to swallow a hand grenade.
That is the right response.
The narrator mourns Honey, his deceased spouse, while condescendingly describing her as kind of dumb and kind of smart.
Uh-huh.
If you feel inclined to listen to Honey, please drink heavily and then bail out after Honey.
This guy's good. This guy's funny.
Please drink heavily and bail out after Honey dents the car. Otherwise, you'll get hit with angels carrying Honey away and clouds crying on flower beds.
Right.
You will not make it out with your senses intact. This song is that bad.
It's pretty bad.
He doesn't like it.
What does he write about? Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Another fine choice.
It's a long one. It's the equivalent of an opera company pelting you with copies of Anne Rice novels. That's pretty good for a college kid.
That is good.
That's pretty friggin' good.
Hey, you know what? In today's society, he could have a strong career.
Sure.
Oh, hold on. What about Brick by
Ben Folds 5.
Uh-huh. Doesn't like that one.
I first assumed that Brick was about a relationship ending. I now know it's about a couple getting an abortion. Really? The following is based on the first scenario. Therefore, it's all wrong. A gloomy piano and voice song about a couple breaking up. Wrong. Brick tells of a guy who picks up his girlfriend, bitches, takes her somewhere, bitches, waits for her, bitches, brings her back home. Refers to as a brick. This is true. We never learned what's transpired in between. This is wrong. All that's certain is the couple wants to split up. This is wrong. Brick offers the same pleasure that comes with dropping one on your foot. This is true.
Wow. Okay, all right. I don't understand that one too
Not
much.
Exactly, but...
But I guess he doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it at all. But it's All By Myself by Celine Dion.
Okay, well, that's a cover.
The Eric Carmen song.
Right.
the Canadian superstar's bombastic cover of Eric Carmen's 1970 hit about loneliness is the equivalent of firebombing Baghdad.
He's an angry young man, I'll tell you that. He is an angry man.
Celine's vocal histrionics surpass the blood-soaked psychic fury that slaughters prom-goers in the classic movie Carrie.
He doesn't like her.
Had Celine Dion been around during D-Day, the LAs could have dropped her off at Omaha Beach with the PA system and everything all by myself until the Nazis bayoneted themselves.
That's the best one yet.
What is this one? The River, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, dear.
The title cut from the Boss's fifth album. The River is the Blue Collar Hero's 473rd song about how bad his blue-collar life is, featuring yet another unemployed dope from New Jersey hitched to an unhappy girl named Mary. Yes, every girl in Springsteen's songs is called Mary. As teenagers, the couple went down to the river where they swam, frolic, had sex, got pregnant, and ruined their lives.
Right.
The River makes you wish that Bruce Springsteen would write a song about driving his Bentley into a swimming pool.
He's good, this guy.
Yeah, he's a lot good. Of good stuff. What is My Immortal by Evanescence? I always get the name of that group mixed up.
Evanescence.
Mm-hmm. This is a whimpering post-breakup tune with Amy Lee mm-hmm. mourning the relationship over a piano accompaniment that sounds like, boy, here's a name I don't know, P-A-C-H-E.
Oh, Pachelbel.
Pachelbel.
After the Prozac wore off.
Like the Pachelbel cannon?
Who is Pachelbel?
He wrote that song. You know that song.
I don't know that song. All I know is that's a college kid writing stuff smarter than me, for God's sake.
I don't know it. What is it, Rob?
Oh, that one?
I thought that's Bach.
Isn't that Joy? Isn't that doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly? Come sing a song of joy.
That's Johann Sebastian Bach.
You would know
Pachelbel's cannon. So it's a song?
Yeah.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, you guys pegged Goldsboro exactly right.
Well, it's not us. It's this college kid that did this.
Oh, no, are you talking about the town in Pennsylvania?
When the mayor, the so-called mayor of Goldsboro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bobby. You're not talking about Bobby. You're talking about the town near Three Mile Island.
The borough of Goldsboro.
Yeah, let me tell you, when you come over the hill and into the town, which is, in this case, used very loosely... You come over the hill, and the first thing you see are the smokestacks from Three Mile Island.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, on. Yeah. And I'm looking out my window at the flagpole right now and the general store. And no, we do not have a gas station.
Well, good luck. You sound a little smarter than the mayor.
Did you vote for the mayor?
I don't live here.
Oh, good for you. All right.
That's why I sound a little bit smarter, I think.
Very good. Keep moving.
Just a little bit.
But the Pachelbel's cannon, I believe, is it was used in a light bulb commercial.
Believe it or not, I know the song that he's talking
about. I just
about.
Like hearing you saying, nah.
That's right, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No. I'm more of a vocalist. I don't much of a melody guy.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to say, Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, you might be more familiar with it. Johnny Cash redid it a couple months before he died.
Oh, I have heard that.
Video.
I have heard that. Is the Nine Inch Nails version awful?
But, no, actually, I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan, so I think it's good. But Johnny Cash did a really good job of redoing it, so it's kind of hard to say, in my personal opinion, which one's better.
Well, the nice thing about this, you know, it is subjective,
it's just
obviously.
One kid's opinion.
It's right. Big time subjective.
The song Hurt goes... No.
Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi.
I was just going to say that song, Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. I mean, the first line is, I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
You know what? I hate to interrupt you, sir, but you know, if you really wanted to do that justice, I think Rob and I should do that together because it's really. Yes, because it's got to be done. You know what I'm talking about, right, Rob? Because it starts out with the low part going.
Da
I guess that didn't work at all. That's funny. sounded
right in your head.
What's the song?
You'd know it if you heard it. You would. It's played at weddings. I mean, it's true. It's
great
a violin
for bridesmaids.
Song. Is it a cello song or is it a violin song?
I think it can be done
song?
On organ.
Yeah.
And it can be done with a string quartet.
And it's played in churches all the time.
Play one of my organs.
Hey.
I have nipples, Rob.
Can you milk me?
I could milk you.
Hello.
Great for bridesmaids to walk down
right.
to.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, on the Nine Inch Nails hurt. If that just depresses you, the Johnny Cash version makes me want to eat a bullet. I've heard it. It is so much more depressing.
You know what I like about this?
Old, drooling Johnny Cash, because he did it right before he died.
This thesis that the kid wrote, they all seem to have... He doesn't like the depressing songs.
Right.
Nope, he wants about. Uplifting. He doesn't
Do you like the depressing.
He doesn't care for the sticky and the depressing.
And he's all about the lyrics, not so much the music.
Right.
So much mm-hmm. the melody.
Those Honey's, Johnny Cash records at the end are sad.
Honey's the one that did it for me. Because I remember when the song Honey came out, at first I thought it was about a dog, like Old Yeller.
Yeah, who right. knew?
And then when somebody finally put it together for me, that it's his dead wife. And then when you hear the guy sing, because the way he sings it, you know. That where honey goes and honey plays, almost like you're talking about a retarded child
yeah.
or dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it talks down to his dead wife that he's very upset about. Now, another song, when we're talking about, since we're on the subject of depressing songs, you'd know this being a musicologist. What's the one? The car was parked on the railroad tracks. Oh, where
last
am
kiss.
I?
Oh, Last Kiss. Yeah,
hate
by
that song.
J. Frank.
One of a string something. Of dead teenagers.
That Real is, jammed that is
J. Frank Wilson it. And the Cavaliers.
That is as saccharine as it
where,
gets.
Where oh, am I,
baby?
Be.
The Lord took her away from me.
You know who Cotton Pickett produced it?
Who?
Major Bill.
Major Bill did?
I believe Figured. That was one of his records.
Oh, my God. I didn't
Bill
know
Smith.
That. Bill Smith.
The young Bill Smith.
Wow. His fingernails grow.
I didn't know that.
He produced that and Hey Baby.
Hey Baby.
And Hey Paula.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Radio Guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great.
So the Pachelbel Canon D minor.
Yeah.
It's do 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 do. I can sing about as well as you guys can.
I know nobody can do it. You know what? I know. I knew when Rob did it, I recognized, and then I tried to do it.
I still
don't. It's impossible unless you get some string instruments in here.
Yes, exactly. If you would pull in the orchestra, you guys would be fine.
Right. And you usually see it like at a wedding, especially if you have weddings with strings,
right.
where you've got a couple of violin players, and they do it also. You know, I think it was probably, I know it was played at one of my weddings.
I don't go to weddings. I crash the man.
That's right.
Like wedding crashers.
Like that's right.
Vince Vaughn.
A great movie.
Just to get laid, man. And it always works. Remember when we did that?
Do you think his friends call him V-squared? The V-man? Hey, V-man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, they played Pachelbel's Canon at my wedding too, but it was like one of those big Mannheim steamroller Christmas songs. Anyway, the reason I was calling is
and you've confused
the kid,
it.
He hates sad songs.
What not?
What?
The kid doesn't like sad songs.
Thank you, teacher. We got that.
Yes, I know. I picked up just at the end. The Harry Chapin song is basically about a baby that dies from starvation.
God, I shouldn't laugh at that.
You should.
Oh, man.
Yes, you should.
You want to close with one more really great song?
What is it? Let me see first. What is it? Oh, hold on. You sure you got the right cut?
Yeah, number 13.
Number 13?
A lucky 13.
This is a good song. Make everyone feel happy.
All right, would this be in the kid's thesis?
Rob has pulled out what appears to be the U.S. Air Force.
This is my least favorite Christmas song.
Who is it by, Robbie?
I don't even know. There's a hush, but it's Christmas Eve in Washington. The chimneys
are smoking in Georgia. It's like just a boring song. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, there is.
What's it called?
Christmas Eve in Washington.
It's called Christmas Eve in Washington.
Christmas Eve in Washington.
It's by the U.S. Air Force Company.
Sounds lovely.
You know what this is?
You're going to compare this to like Seasons in the Sun or Honey? Or
well, it's not a hit, so it doesn't count. No. But the thing about it is, you know what I do compare it to?
Right.
We're going to the Super Bowl. It is a dolled up version of somebody that made up a lyric like for a local event. And the Beltway's crowded with traffic.
This is like having to go to a show or something with your girlfriend, Rob.
Yeah, but it's like going to one of those local shows.
Uh-huh.
America's hometown.
Glad you put that in the machine.
You know, it's so easy when we're talking about hated songs. Yeah. I mean, there's just no. There's one that's been at the top of my list forever.
What's that?
Well, we had to play it. We had to play it.
I know what it is, Aris. Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, seriously, was it because it was that song, or did we have to play that more
the
than
repetition.
Any other? It was the repetition.
We liked it, I think, the first week we had to play it.
Yeah, and it was so. I began to hate it more than I still do. I still hate that song more than anything.
Yeah,
it
stays with you.
Hold on, let me see if I can find one here. I think I got one.
And now, and I also hate one that most people do like.
I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. I find this sad.
Dear Santa. My name is Lisa Marie.
Pass the sweet and low.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good bad one. There you go, Mike.
God. Pound sand Bobby McFerrin.
Enough.
He did go away.
He went away.
Did he really? Is he?
No, he didn't go away. Die.
Oh, that's too bad.
He no longer bothers.
Yeah,
us
but he had like a couple of songs after that that were similar, and they died.
Good.
I'm glad.
Isn't he still like played on the stations that pretend to be jazz?
Yeah, and doesn't he perform with orchestras occasionally because he's just so scary talented
and
with his voice?
Of course, he did the theme to the Cosby Show.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't he really just Al Jarreau light?
And how is that even possible?
He's abstract Al Jarreau. Uh-huh.
He's retarded Al Jarreau.
He's retarded Al Jarreau.
3 Mile Island Al
Jarreau. I like Al Jarreau.
I do, too.
I like Al Jarreau scatting.
We're in this love
together. What is your all-time least favorite? What is your, do you have one?
I love them all, Mike.
You love music, don't you?
I love Billy Don't Be a Hero, Convoy, all of them. I love them all.
Hey, Convoy is a good song. We got us a Convoy, C.W. McCall, come on. Yeah.
Too bad no one sang that last night.
Hey, wouldn't that be great, though?
Well, if somebody came out and said Convoy and American Idol.
The supersized model.
Tonight is C.W. McCall night.
You know who could do it? Is the skunk girl, the rocker that was in the car wreck?
She can do it.
I'm full of country. We got a rocking convoy.
Across the USA. And that's another song where you thought the lyric was not what it said.
We've got an effing.
Yes.
Right. They have background singers. They could do it.
I used to think of the song All Right Now, where they say, All Right Now.
Yeah.
And it was something like, we got to keep the motor running or something. I thought it was, we got to keep the mother effing. And I swear to God, I would drive down the road. Everybody singing. Goes, we got to keep the mother effing all right now.
That's why it's a good art form. If you believe it, it's yours.
That's right.
You make it your own. Fantastic.
I know one time I got very embarrassed. I was playing this song by the Hollies. Long, cool woman in a black dress.
Love that song.
Hey, will you pull that one out, Rob?
That's a hard rocker.
This is a gigantic boner on my part. I did it over and over again until somebody finally hit me to what the guy was saying. Long, cool woman
yeah, I'm
in
not
a
sure
black
what,
dress.
What he it's screams the at the beginning
answer.
There.
Oh, the
so you have the answer to
we
that.
We were long. Yeah,
this was great at the top of the hour. It's a great way to start your show.
There's actually a version of this by some country singer. Clint, is it Clint Black?
Clint Black.
Clint Black has a version of this, I think. Oh, that's definitely the wrong song by the Hollies. Let's try.
Oh, much more music time. How you doing, everybody? Bum, bum. 4 minutes after the hour, Metro weather. We got a little snow coming down. Looks like I'm talking about flowers, flurries. Watch out for maybe an ice storm on Sunday. I think they're back. Ice storm Friday? We'll check in with Doug Allen in just a minute. Since he gets his head out of his ass. This is Al Banya, the long, cool woman with the stinky poontang.
Saturday night, I was downtown.
All right, just filling there to get to the end of the song.
Now, what was it that you
right
confused
here. There
in
it is, at the very end. I would do this coming out of this record every single time until somebody told me what an idiot I was. I'll show you the part I would jump in. I would jump in right now and I would go, you know, hey, WLS, get it off. I would say, no, take it off. It weighs too much. I thought he was singing get it on or get it off.
Right.
He was saying, she had it all.
She said, had it all?
Had it all.
I'm with you.
I thought he was saying.
I'm with you. It sounds like get it off.
I would sit there at the end of that record, and I'd go, like every time I played it, right?
Get it
It weighs too much, man. Take it off me. Andrew, get it off, man.
That sounds like get it off.
Music radio. Yeah. Ooh, take it off.
Wait, man. You know, is it somebody that had to, like, get the album out and look at the lyric to figure that out? Because it sounds like get it off to me, too.
Scott Shannon called me up one night and just said, you know, something like, hey, boy.
Had it all?
You ever really heard the words of that? I'm like, what? He said, he's not singing get it on or get it off. He's singing she had it all.
Had it all.
Just felt incredibly, I was stupider than I do most times doing this show.
You know, there's a bit of a southern accent there. That's why it sounded like that.
He had it all. Geeter Dunn.
But he's British.
Is he British?
Oh, the Hollies.
See, I'm confused. Yeah. Well, it's like the kid that lived in his car on American Idol. He had a British accent.
Oh. Shush. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.